Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back. This is Dan's Health Talks, and this is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March of 1997. I keep saying that because it stuns me that I've been doing this long. So anyway, it may not seem like a big deal to you, but I'll be 70 just about when this show plays. I'll be 70 the following Monday, and I started this when I was 48 years old. And at 48, I thought I was fairly old. Now I'm going, wow, it's been a long time. And I hope to do it a number of years still to come. Now, I was talking to a friend of mine when I was coming into the station, and we were talking on the phone, and he had had bypass surgery. And he was asking me a question that whether blueberries are good for the heart. And, of course, antioxidants that are in the blueberries are good for the heart. I think pycnogenol or pine bark is better. But blueberries have a reputation to be really good for the memory. And I told him that, but I said, if you have heart problems or heart concerns, here's the things just off the top of my mind that I threw at him. I said, first, you got to get your fish oil up. And Noric Naturals is the best one out there, the purest one out there. There's a lot of good ones. But I think Noric's the best, and you can find it everywhere. Mega Health, of course, has the different varieties of Noric Naturals, like the one I'm taking. I'm taking two. I'm taking the Ultimate, and I'm taking the Mind product. And I said, you need to take 3 to 6 of the Ultimate Noric Naturals for your heart. Then I said, you need to take magnesium. Most people are deficient in magnesium. I didn't have a chance to tell him that the best form to take is in bisglycinate or glycinate form. Because a lot of magnesium won't absorb, but you have to get the magnesium up there. And if you're dealing with something serious like a heart disease, a minimum of 600 milligrams a day, probably 800 to 1,000. And that will help relax the blood vessels and control a lot of different things, the DNA and everything else. It affects over 300 different functions, enzymatic functions in the body. And then I told him to get MK7. Now, it may just say K2 on the bottle. And I told him that a company that I hardly ever recommend, it's not a bad company. At one time it was, but they improved the quality significantly and they're inexpensive, is Now, N-O-W. And Now has a form, in fact, I'll buy it after the show. I run out of it and I need to get some, of D3, 5,000 IUs of D3. And 180 micrograms of MK7 form of vitamin K2 or vitamin K. There's MK4 and there's MK1. I mean, there's vitamin K1 and vitamin K2. But it's the MK7 form. When it gets over 300 micrograms, it starts pulling the calcium out of the arteries. Very, very important thing. So I take 2 of those a day. And then there's, of course, a lot of different things that are good for the heart. Acetyl-carnitine, and I told him also take CoQ10, but I didn't give him the details, didn't have time. If I had heart problems, I would be taking a Bicanol form of CoQ10, probably 300 milligrams. Now, another product that I'll be talking about more and more is this new Restore product by Fox Legacy. Such a powerful, powerful product. And I was going to do some shows on today. We'll be doing later on. I got to record some people that just had phenomenal effects. You'll hear Gary Bueller pretty soon. He'll talk about, not on this show today, maybe in about 2 weeks. You'll hear him talking about what it's done for his blood sugar levels. And this man had got a divorce, got depressed, started shoving food down his mouth, and got up to 600 pounds. Now he's down to about 290, and his blood sugar is still in was in a dangerous level, still too high. It was up to 368, sometimes 400. And as he started taking the product every day or two, it started coming down. Within a week, it had come down about 100 points, and within a month, it was down 200 points. It's right down around 202 last time I talked to him, maybe further down than that by now. So this Restore product, that's just one of the many things. I'm taking it, and I can feel that I feel better, that my eyes are relaxed. I was feeling a lot of stress in my eyes, and nothing I was normally would do to relax my eyes were working. But my eyes are relaxed. People talk about their eyesight improving. Joints are much more flexible. And I like the energy. The energy is what an adaptogen, which is the Russians first coined the term. And adaptogens were designed to help you adapt to stress. And they were looking at different herbs like cordyceps and maitake mushroom. Cordyceps, by the way, like this product too, they both increase ATP significantly. Cordyceps is also really good, they found, for transplant patients. For some reason, it helps them have a much better results with transplants with it. And it's good, and athletes get a great deal out of cordyceps. They'll get a tremendous amount out of these Fox products as well. You know, I've talked about my Fox products that my push-ups had leveled out after about 5 years of doing push-ups on the days I didn't go to the gym, right around 60. And then 28 days into taking the Fox products, all of a sudden it jumped from 60 to 85. And then nothing else happened again for, probably almost 2 months. And then I was doing in the hundreds, and I'm going, wow, this is fantastic. I was 69 years old going, this is the best I think I ever did in my life. And I've been doing exercise since I was 13. And so that's the effect it had on me. There's other people more dramatic because they're starting at a different place. So I'll be doing a lot of shows on that and be telling you how to get the Fox products. They're not in the stores. It may end up in a Mega Health, but it's not there yet. And but I'll be telling you how to get a hold of the products. They're phenomenal products, really, really great products. And I'm taking their Mind product as well, and I love that Mind product. There's a lot of good Mind products out there. I think they have the best. It's all because of a new thing called XDS technology. So that is what I'm going to be talking to you about, is the XDS technology. And with Dr. Elliott, we've done some shows with Dr. Elliott, and he's a real genius in this field. He used to work for the pharmaceuticals companies as a nanotechnologist, and I'm so glad he's over in our area. In fact, what Dr. Bevan Elliott has done is he's made me have to rethink. I mean, I thought I had a pretty good handle. In fact, I designed my own nutritional products, and I thought I had a pretty good handle on how they should be designed, what should be put into a product. And from his understanding, I was way off base. Some things don't go together, and some things will overwhelm other things and neutralize their effect, and maybe neutralize both of their effects because they conflict. And so what he has done is he's figured out that if you take certain nutrients and you find just the right combination, just the right micrograms or milligrams, then they will work together synergistically, and they will go right into the mitochondria and into the DNA. And when it gets into the mitochondria, it increases the energy dramatically, and it also stimulates the mitochondria to produce more mitochondria. Really, really important. And so when it produces more mitochondria, it also when the mitochondria is healthier and produces more, you're going to have a far more energy. But another factor happens that a lot of people don't know anything about. Mitopagy is a word for that means the cleaning up of the mitochondria. It can work on two different levels. Inside the mitochondria, trash builds up when energy has been made. And if the trash builds up too much, it suffocates the mitochondria. Another factor that happens is mitochondria dies. It's a very energetic little cell within a cell, very tiny. And when it dies, it creates inflammation. It sort of bursts apart and creates toxins. Same thing happens with our regular cells, and they call that autophagy, and the cleaning up of the larger cell that the mitochondria is within. And when the mitochondria dies, it triggers that mTOR pathway to create inflammation throughout the body. And that inflammation is directly related to cancer. So the health of the mitochondria has a great deal to do with avoiding cancer or even dealing with cancer when you do have it. Because a real healthy cell will not become cancerous. And there's some thinking on some products I used to talk about years ago that if you increase the energy of the cell into a healthy state, it will go back to a normal cell instead of mutating into a cancerous cell. Because when tumors grow, most of the tumor is dead. It's only the outer shell of the tumor. It's two or three layers of cell membranes. And inside that tumor, the cells that were there before are dead. They're just a dead ball inside. And it grows to the outside. It puts out enzymes to dissolve the tissue around it so it can get bigger and bigger and suck up more and more sugar and energy. And that's why people with tumors, like the man that died working on 9/11 that they were showing today, he was a little bit overweight, very healthy-looking individual when he was, I believe, a policeman. And he looked like a skeleton almost when he died. That's typical of cancer. I had a good friend of mine that died, and I saw him a few weeks before or a month before. And within just a few weeks or a month, he went from someone that was 69 years old to looking like he was 90, 95. That's what cancer does. It cannibalizes the energy. One of the things, high levels of vitamin C, you can get IVs of vitamin C. I know Charles Taylor here does it, and I think Dr. Rothwell does it. But you can also take it, and I take buffered vitamin C. I probably take about 5,000 milligrams of buffered vitamin C a day. But if I had cancer, I'd take a lot more than that. But it makes the tissue, especially if you have things like rutin and taken with pine bark would be ideal. But with the bioflavonoids, the combination of the vitamin C with the bioflavonoids makes the tissue around the tumor so strong that it strangles the tumor. That's what Matthias Rath said, that he found that it will stop cancer, and that's how it stops it. A lot of things stop cancer by shutting off the blood supply. When it puts capillaries out, it will start sucking up the sugar. And that's why one of the first things you have to do if you have cancer is you go on a low carb diet. You eat a little protein and a lot of healthy fats, avocados and things of that sort, a lot of healthy fats, but you don't eat any sugar or starch. Because starch in 20 minutes, you eat a piece of bread or some rice. Rice is really bad too. But you eat some rice or starch, it'll be sugar in 20 minutes in your body. And it can, in some cases, like a mashed potato, it'd be worse than eating a little bowl of white sugar. And bread's right up there with it. It's higher in the glycemic index than white sugar is. So you have to get rid of all that. And then you get rid of carbonated drinks. You want to alkalize the body. And there's a lot of ways, a lot of good minerals will do that. In fact, there's some therapies using potassium and cesium. Was shown to stop prostate cancer in laboratory mice. They implanted cancer tumors in the prostate of laboratory mice, and they give half of them a combination. You do not want to take cesium without taking potassium, or it could kill you, because cesium will knock potassium out of your body, and your heart will quit functioning without the potassium. But the combination with that, and there's ways you can do that. And I don't have a company that I'm talking about or anything, but there's ways that they do that. The animals that were getting the cesium potassium combination, their tumors were gone when they did autopsies. The animals that they waited to, the animals that didn't get it, were dying from the prostate cancer. And then they operated on all of them. It does work. There's other things that work wonderfully as well. So you have to know what you're doing. I do a lot of nutritional counseling, and these are things I might tell someone where they might be able to get it or something if they met with me and we sat down and talked. And in fact, if you go to dsolloway, dsolloway21@gmail.com, and put in radio listener in the subject line, we can do nutritional counseling. And I don't charge too much for it, but we can really get into it in depth on things to do. And There's another product I absolutely love for cancer because it increases oxygen inside the cells of the cancer cells, which is hard to do. Cancer does not want oxygen because it thrives on an acidic state, and oxygen alkalizes it and normalizes it. And so it avoids that, and it cuts it off by cutting off the calcium. And there's ways you can increase that oxygen. Exercise is really good. Chlorophyll is really good. And there's a product I think is just fabulous for that. And I used to talk about it when I first started radio 22 years ago. In fact, it was a product that inspired me to do radio. But it's not fair to the company I do that because it would be pulled off the shelf if I started talking a lot about what it would do for cancer. But it will do it. Folks, we're going to be right back. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world of difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340.
Okay.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks, and I want to talk to you about the natural ways to stay young. There's so much research in this area, and there's a lot of things that are very, very effective in doing that. And, of course, the older I get, the more I want to stay young. You know, I can see a little bit of effect from aging, and it's harder to keep the stomach trim when you get older than compared to what it was 20, 30 years ago. You know, I've been fortunate. I've been able to keep all my muscle tissue, partly because of the exercise equipment I invented, the Hydrotone. I'm able to work hard without hurting my joints, and that's usually a limiting factor. A lot of people that lift weights later in their life, their joints just don't like it. They have trouble doing it with any intensity, and it takes intensity to really stimulate the muscles on a deep enough level to gain muscle or even to maintain a high level of muscle. But what I want to talk to you about is nutrition. One of the first theories on anti-aging was on antioxidants, the free radical theory. And they believe that the free radicals were the primary cause of anti-aging. It does have a lot to do with it, but you have to know how to handle antioxidants. If you take the antioxidants with exercise, you won't get as much out of your exercise. So you do want to take your antioxidants, but you want to take them later on. And you want your vitamin E's. There's different forms of vitamin E. You want the full range of vitamin E's, vitamin C, of course, vitamin A. You want all your B vitamins for your nervous system. And the methyl B's to keep the poison down that goes up called homocysteine as you age. There's D3. You need 5 to 10,000. I take 10,000. Now I take it with MK7 form of K2. And I take over 300 micrograms of that. And in fact, I take about 360 micrograms of D3 to keep the calcium that builds up in the arteries to help remove that. I take a high level of fish oil. I take Nordic Naturals Ultimate. I take about 3 of the Ultimate a day. And I've said before, if I had problems, heart problems or something like that, I'd probably take 6 of those. Then I take a wide range of other stuff, CoQ10, resveratrol, fantastic anti-aging product. And now I'm experimenting with the Fox products that I think hold a major key to anti-aging because the way they affect the mitochondria, you get that mitochondria healthy. and you get it reproducing like you're a young person, where you're producing more mitochondria, and then your metabolism goes up, your energy levels goes up, the cleansing effect from a cellular level goes up, your brain functions better, your heart is totally dependent on mitochondria to beat, 70 beats a minute when you're at rest, and to beat fast when you're exercising. Everything is affected by it. One of the major differences between a well-trained athlete and one that's not is the amount of mitochondria they have in their muscle cells and in their heart cells, which, of course, is muscle too, and how much they have and how energetic they are. So those are all things about anti-aging. But the second thing, beyond the antioxidant-free radical model, there was a book that came out in 1980 called Life Extension, and with Dirk Pearson and Sandy Shaw. And they knew that arginine had an anti-aging effect on the body, but they weren't sure why. Now, part of the reason arginine has an anti-aging effect on the body is it increases nitric oxide. Nitric oxide pulls the fats out of your arteries and puts the nutrients into your cells. Very, very important when you do that. And so if you want to continue to have a good sex life late into your life, you want to be taking nitric oxide products. And one is, you want to have arginine, and there's some different new forms of arginine, citrulline, usually in there. And then another factor that's also used to increase HGH is CBD choline. But all these help increase the nitric oxide release. And then, of course, there's beet powder. And I'm starting to see, like Dr. McCullough has beet powder that's been fermented. I'm seeing that over at Omega Health, one of my sponsors. And that's really important because when you ferment a fruit or a food, it's going to eat up all the sugar, but it's going to make it more potent as the probiotics really increases the viability of that nutrient. So beets, kale, and if you can find it, red spinach, all very high and plant form of nitrates that will turn into nitric oxide in your body. When your nitric oxide is working, then your blood vessels dilate like they're supposed to, and you get better blood flow. You understand what I'm talking about, men, but it also affects women too. So there's a lot you can do in that regard. And in fact, Dr. Frank has a machine that pulse wave, and that pulse wave will increase the blood flow and cause the body to create more nerves. So men that hadn't been able to function, or women that hadn't been able to function sexually, they can bring all that back. And so that is really interesting. Now, the next theory on anti-aging was growth hormone release from the pituitary gland, which normally releases growth hormones when you fall asleep at night. And when you fall asleep and have a good rest, about an hour and a half after you wake up, and if you're a teenager, about an hour and a half before you fall asleep, you get an HGH release that also releases IGF-1, IGF-2, and a whole array of growth factors. Again, arginine, ornithine, glutamine, and then along with this CPT or CDP choline, all help stimulate the pituitary gland to release HGH. Very, very effective release of HGH. And so you get the HGH going, your skin's going to be tighter, your muscles are going to be greater, your fat loss, all that. I mean, there's so much good research like what was done at Wisconsin University on that. So if you can do it naturally without having to get HGH shots, that's the better way of going. We'll be right back, folks. They now know one of the most important things you can do for your health, if not the most important, is get the probiotics built up in your gut. Once you get that built up the way it's supposed to be, a lot of the health problems people are dealing with go away. Now, there's a lot of different probiotics out there. They found out recently when they tested them, over 90% of it was dead by the time you actually get the bottle and take it. But the one that is the best, Body Dynamics, call 800-MEGA-910. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. This is Van's Health Talks. And I want to mention, I want to continue with the idea of anti-aging. But here's what I want to talk to you about now. I want to talk about diet and exercise. One of the things that contributes most to how long you're going to live and how well you live is a good, healthy exercise program. But it doesn't have to be the way a lot of people think of exercise. You don't have to go out and run 5 miles a day or run a marathon. In fact, I personally believe, and there's cases that show me wrong. I mean, there's people that are running marathons that are in their 90s, and I think someone recently was in a 100. I don't know. They probably did a 5K, but whatever. But generally speaking, I think trying to be a marathon runner is going to age your body. You want exercise. You want to stimulate the body to rejuvenate itself. You want to put a little stress on it. You don't want to just sit around on the chair all day long. You need to move. And I don't mean you need to move all the time, but you need some movement in your life, and you need to put some you need to challenge the body. And we have found that a short burst exercise can do the best in increasing growth factors that rejuvenate the body. I think the highest form is wind sprints, but those are fairly dangerous in that you could tear a calf muscle or a hamstring or something. But if you can do wind sprints, 6 or 7 wind sprints, 60 yards, 80 yards, 100 yards, fantastic for releasing HGH. Second thing that releases it is doing squats. Now, I do freehand squats. I do 4 different exercises when I'm at home and I've been sitting for 2 or 3 hours or an hour or two. I'll get up and I'll do 20 squats where when I squat down, my arms go out in front. And then after I've done 20 of those, without doing jumping jacks, I move my arms like a jumping jack. I do 20 where I bring my hands up above my head and back down, above my head, back down. And then like a 10 soldier marching, my hands will go up and down in front, come all the way up and all the way down and other way, and alternating between as one hand's coming up, the other's going down. And then I'll put my hands on my hips and then bring my hands up and above my head, sort of like I'm at a football game going, hooray, hooray, that kind of effect. In fact, Dr. Rothwell, a friend of mine that I see get my blood work done and other things and talk about the latest, greatest thing in anti-aging, he told me at a medical study he went to, that movement where people put their hands on their hips and put their arms above their head is raises testosterone more than anything they measured. So, of course, they ought to have some very attractive women walk in and be very friendly to a guy and see what his testosterone, how quickly that changes. I bet that will raise it more than putting your hands above your head. We are, years and years of programming, millions of years, or if you want to, however you want to look, at least thousands of years, however you want to define the human, what makes us human. The psychological factor is a huge factor in the testosterone levels. And on the IGF-1 HGH levels, Your mood affects it. Now, I teach a program done in the water called Hydrotone. Now, my old partner that I sold out to many years ago, he's not producing anything right now. And so there's people that are doing some rip-off versions of the equipment, at least the upper body equipment, and I'm okay with that. I'm not making any money off the equipment. And my patents ran out many, many years ago. And so I'm fine with that. They're not doing the boots when the boots are fantastic. And we do, at the exercise class I do, we do wind sprints in the water, floating above the water. You can do it without it, but I don't think it's as effective. But it can't. It's still really good exercise. We put the boots on that's going to increase resistance to the legs. Some people use the bells, and some people do it freehand. I've done both. I'm doing it freehand. And I have a what looks like sort of like a ski belt with a bungee cord with a hook on it, and I hook to the lap lane onto the little disc. And we go as hard as we can for 45 seconds, rest 15, hard as we can for 45, rest 15, for four sets. Then we do 30 seconds as hard as we can, rest 10 for four sets. And then 20 seconds as hard as we can, rest 10 for four sets. And then we do a scissoring action for 1 minute. And that's sort of our cool down. That alone has shown that wind sprints really increase the metabolism significantly and increase the fat loss. So I added that to the program about 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago. And once I read this article where with people that did these short burst wind sprints got more out of it, where they only did wind sprints for 6 minutes with a 2 minute cool warm up and a 2 minute cool down, 10 minutes total, than people that exercise a lot more effect than people that exercise for 45 minutes to an hour. And so we added that to it. And I do that in the water, so I don't have any of the joint stress. That's the problem with people that are out running. They're going to eventually have knee problems or back problems in most cases, and they're going to be not able to run. They show that the people that live the longest are the swimmers. And part of that, I believe, is that they can swim till they're 90 years old, 100 years old. It's easy on the body, basically. I mean, there's things you need to know because you can overstress your shoulder joint. But basically doing a variety of different swimming strokes, backstroke, using fins, side stroke, and the crawl. You can do wonders with just swimming. It's really good for the heart. When your rib cage is underwater, then once that cavity of the rib cage goes underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood. It's called the diver's reflex phenomena. And that is part of the reason. All of a sudden, when you're pumping 10 to 20% more blood, it's like you're a much healthier athlete. So exercise is probably the single best thing they've seen, but you got to do it right. And don't have to do marathon running. Weightlifting, very important. Resistance training, that's what we do with my Hydrotone equipment. You got to build the muscle to keep the bone density. We'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and it's pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me.
I have Christopher Moore with me, and Christopher Moore is a doctor in nutrition, master's in fitness, has been working with pro athletes, been all over the TV, all the major channels, and been on Montel's show, ABC, CBS, NBC, written books on it. One of his books is A Platinum Workout, and he's also a specialist in dietary nutrition. And so I want to get into, Chris, since you have such a strong athletic background and have worked with pro teams, we both have had that, but I haven't done it in many years. Actually, I'm training some pro, semi-pro football players right now, a little league we have here. But we both have a similar background in that, and I got to work with a lot of celebrities and stuff. So that was the fun part back when I had my Hydrotone fitness system going. But when you're working with athletes, how do you use it? What do you find the omega-3s that Noric Natural sells? Because I use the Ultimate myself. I use two capsules three times a day, mainly for heart and brain health and to help keep inflammation down. But what do you find for athletes?
Yeah, absolutely. And similarly, you know, as someone who worked with the Cincinnati Bengals for 4 or 5 years as their sports nutritionist, I use this in a variety of capacities. So two primary reasons. One was for reducing inflammation. And, you know, obviously they're an extreme type athlete, higher level than 99% of us. But for them, inflammation was honestly and unfortunately part of the nature of every single day, from the high impact and nature of their sport to the training they're putting their bodies through. So they needed to help try to keep that under control so they can recover more quickly and more efficiently. And also they could just feel better on a day-to-day basis. Now, you might be thinking, well, yes, great, I'm not a professional football player. But all of us have some inflammation. Whether you work out, just working out, you have some acute inflammation. Omega-3s can help reduce that. Or if you have any type of injury, it's inflammation that helps heal that injury, but again, then we don't want to make that chronic, which can become dangerous. So I used it for reducing inflammation with my athletes. And then I also used it, there's a lot of great data looking at brain health and possibly reducing the risk of concussions or for those who have had a concussion, possibly helping heal more quickly. So again, with the nature of the sport, we certainly see that a lot in the NFL. So I used it for my athletes for that purpose as well. So for both purposes, and again, maybe you don't have the risk of concussions that an NFL player does, but in terms of just brain health and integrity, I actually just saw a study that was published this morning, actually, looking at reduction in behavior problems with omega-3 supplements in children. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the professional athletes, but everyone can benefit from omega-3s, which is why I'm so keen on them.
Yeah, it is very, very important. And I know it's not just football players, folks. You have girls and guys playing soccer, using their head to bounce that ball around. You have a lot of sports that, the worst damage I did to myself is falling off a chinning bar trying to show off when I was about 13 on the back of my head and knock myself out. But, you know, I can remember in football hitting a fullback from the other team behind the line, and I could feel the plates on my head move. I won, but I don't know what that did. I didn't go out of the game, but I went, that's a strange feeling. It's like, I know there's lines in their skull, but I didn't really know that they would move like that. But
that's scary.
So things like fish oil, we've all had injuries to our head. We all need that protection. We all need to surround, help build that myelin sheath around the nerves, because it's also for the elderly. For Alzheimer's, they've showed, I think, UCLA study, slowing that down. But when you're working with people like the Bengals, what do you recommend? What are you giving the cod liver oil? Are you doing the Ultimate? How much you suggest taking? Is it done by body weight? How do you do that?
Yeah, certainly a great, great question. And what I use with them, because of the nature of their sport and the league rules, so being NFL players, Noric Naturals has a product that is actually called, it's NSF certified for sport, and that means that it is free from any banned substances. There's no concern for athletes taking it in terms of they're not going to come up positive on any type of test, steroid test or what have you, due to this product. Now, I get the question a lot when I say that. Does that mean it's a different product than other people are taking? No, not at all. that is the same exact high quality product that everybody takes. It just goes through a whole another level of regulation because, again, the NFL has a specific rule that they can only take products that are certified for sport. But the other thing, I recommend the Ultimate Omega for most people because it's a very the highest concentration. You said you take it. It's actually what I take. The highest concentration product, Omega-3 product, that Nordic provides, that Nordic makes. So for people, I'm always looking at trying to get a high-quality, high-concentration level of omega-3s in their body, and Ultimate Omega provides that. So that's one of the reasons, specifically with the NFL players, why I recommend that, again, because they have that certified for sport one. But then in terms of dosing, you asked that question. Mm-hmm. Well, two capsules of the Ultimate Omega product provides about 1,200 milligrams of omega-3s. For most people, again, just thinking general health, general wellness, I actually recommend anywhere from that level, so about 1,200 milligrams, up to about 3,000 milligrams of the EPA and DHA a day. So with the Ultimate Omega product, that would be anywhere from about 2 up to about 6 capsules a day if you're taking the capsule, the encapsulated product versus liquid.
Yeah, that's why I go with the 6, because we need that. The research you see when it's something like at UCLA and saying it puts the brakes on Alzheimer's if you start early enough, and some of the other research is done at that level. Now, we're just about out of time, Chris, but I want to tell people you can find Nordic Naturals all over town. Everybody has it. Try the Ultimate. It's really good. Thank you, Chris, very much for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me today.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks. And I want to talk more about what I consider probably the fourth area that I need to cover on. Well, there's two areas in here on increasing longevity. First of all, how well do you sleep? What do you do to sleep? We've talked about the Fox products and how the new mitochondria products will increase your energy and will increase the amount of mitochondria, which I think is where the real fountain of youth exists. But so strangely enough, you would think if you had more energy, you'd be sort of hyped up. And you can stay up later when you have more energy. But I notice I'm sleeping much better when I'm taking this new product, Restore. And I'm also taking Invigorest, though I've been taking Invigorest for many, many years. And sometimes I take melatonin and maybe some other things that are sometimes found with melatonin, like chamomile is a... it's a great tea to take, by the way, in the evening for you when you want to get ready to go to sleep. Melatonin at my age I find very helpful. But the Vigorest is a fantastic sleep product. And now I'm noticing even better sleep now that I'm taking the Restore product. So the increased mitochondria actually allows my body to relax. You would think it would make me want to jump around like a little kid, but it doesn't. It's just a nice, mellow, but energetic, good energy. And that's what you really, really want. If you get good quality sleep, then the body will restore itself. It will bring down the inflammation. And when you don't sleep, the inflammation levels go up. Your memory doesn't work well. And your growth factors are not released. So you can't get that anti-aging factor from the growth factors that are supposed to regenerate the body when you sleep. So sleep is very, very important. And that brings us to the other part of anti-aging, keeping the inflammation within a reasonable level. A little inflammation is necessary. And when you injure yourself, inflammation becomes a trigger to tell you you need to take care or you need to stay off that foot or that knee or something that you injured for a little while. It's an important message. I'm not wanting to be able to block all inflammation. But things like CBD oil, the ones I talk about a lot with CV Sciences, and fish oil, the CBD oil even stronger. But that really, as far as bringing down inflammation, and fantastic for the mood and brain. If you feel good, that I think has a lot to do with how long you're going to live. If you have a hobby, if you have friends, if you have things you want to get out and do, that's going to determine how long you live. If you feel down and life is not any fun, the joy is gone, your body will respond. I mean, it will say, well, I guess we need to be out of here. But if you really have a lot you want to do and really enjoy your life, I think that will add years to your life. And that's why you see people on TV that are 100 years old and they say, what's your secret, ma'am, or some little old guy? And they're not following any of the health things, like they don't necessarily eat well, but they say, well, I drink a hot toddy every night, and I try to visit with my friends every day, and you can just tell they're happy people. And they don't let the little things bother them. Most of the time when you've gotten old enough, you realize there's a lot of ups and downs in life, and you go through a lot of changes. And so you accept those. You also realize that people you care about disappear. Either they've moved away, they've died, or you just lost touch with each other. And that's part of life. Well, you get more accepting of those things when you get older. You put priorities. You know, is how do you feel day to day becomes more important than what you think the future is going to look like down the line, and trying to control factors to control the future. Now, also, if you go online and look up FASTER and then the letter E, letter F, letter T, FASTER EFT, there's another name for it, Utapics or something like that, that Robert G. Smith, you can also look up Robert G. Smith. But I'm talking about going on YouTube and watch what he works on and go to his website. He may have a program in your area that you can take. And he is an expert at getting rid of traumas and stress in people's lives. Stress is the number one killer. You remove that stress. And sometimes you move a trauma that's below the surface, you're not even hardly aware of it. You may never really recall what really is that anxiety is about. But when you remove that, your life is so much happier and much more peaceful. And your desire to do things and feel good about things and just have a good attitude improves dramatically. So your attitude, your quality of sleep, and getting the inflammation down, and using CBD oil, CV Sciences, you can find that almost any place in the United States. You could probably go to CV Sciences plus CBD oil, and you can, I think you can go onto their site and locate a store, because last time I talked to them, they were way over 2,000 stores across the United States. Probably getting close to 3,000 now. So they're a major company. And they have, if you have pain, they have a salve. And the Mega Health Store that I lecture at the end of the month told me they had someone that had been in pain for a long time with some, I don't know if it was a knee problem or what was it that was bothering them. But they were suffering from it for a long time. And they tried the salve. They had tried a lot of different things. And they had tried Kirkman products. And there's some very good Kirkman products. But they got the best result with the CBD rub-on. So CV Sciences has a great rub-on for pain. And so that is becoming a big thing. CB oil is becoming a big thing. And I'm not a fan of medical marijuana unless severe situations. I think it's going to screw up a lot of people. But I am a tremendous fan of CBD oil. It's going to help a lot of people. And it doesn't have the negative effects of taking marijuana. It doesn't have the THC. In fact, if you have someone that just wants to stay stoned and can't really function well in life, CBD oil is the answer to that. They're finding that. Taking the capsules of the gold, a pretty high dose, and taking some of this, marries with the receptor sites, and the person feels good. They don't have the withdrawals, but they lose the desire, and they don't need to get high anymore. I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make it a lot happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.